Excerpt from page 95 of Naomi Klein's book, No Logo, 1999. Perhaps the most infamous of these experiments occurred in 1998 when Coca-Cola ran a competition asking several schools to come up with a strategy for distributing Coke coupons to students. The school that devised the best promotional strategy would win $500. Greenbrier High School in Evans, Georgia, took the contest extremely seriously, calling an official Coke Day in late March, during which all students came to school in Coca-Cola t-shirts, posed for a photograph in a formation spelling Coke, attended lectures given by Coca-Cola executives, and learned about all things black and bubbly in their classes. It was a little piece of branding heaven until it came to the principal's attention that in an act of hideous defiance, one Mike Cameron, a 19-year-old senior, had come to school wearing a t-shirt with a Pepsi logo. He was promptly suspended for the offense. "I know it sounds bad, child suspended for wearing Pepsi shirt on Coke Day," said Principal Gloria Hamilton. "It really would have been acceptable if it had just been in-house. But we had the regional president here, and people flew in from Atlanta to do us the honor of being resource speakers. These students knew we had guests."